Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great volleyball broadcast. But first, we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The 2014 State High School Volleyball Championship Saturday is upon us. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the first time hosting the state championships here at the Devaney Center, the new home of Nebraska volleyball. After playing in the NU Coliseum for a number of years, the state tournament has been in Grand Island in the Heartland Events Center for the last four seasons. And so even though some of the teams playing today in the championships may be familiar with state finals, like we have here in D2, a rematch of last year, they are in a new facility. They're in a new spot, and the court all looks the same, but it does say Nebraska on the end. It says Terry Pettit Court on the sides. It says Big Ten on the playing surface. It is a different look here at the Devaney Center. And we start with D2 today. They have went back to what we used to do years and years ago. Start with D2 in the morning and work our way all the way up to A. Whether they rotate that in years to come will still to be seen. But D2, D1, and so on and so forth every 2 hours. And up first, a rematch of last year's state championship between the Giltner Hornets and the Stuart Broncos. Giltner, of course, winning the state championship last year. And both of these teams have used the wild card to get to the state tournament, I guess showing that that does work, obviously. Giltner used the wild card and made it to the championship last year. But you take a look at a couple of things here, and you realize that one set of rankings in the Lincoln Journal-Star were not updated after districts. The Omaha World-Herald did. So Stuart and Giltner were 1-2 going into the postseason. The World-Herald put them at 4-6 after the district finals. Now for Giltner, they almost saw a rematch of their sub-district loss, the team that knocked them out of the postseason the first time around, in Lawrence Nelson. But Lawrence Nelson, who made a great run towards the end of the season, ended up just a couple of points short, falling to Stuart yesterday, 15-13 in the fifth set. For Giltner, they had their work cut out, the third meeting of the year with their conference foe in Exeter Milligan, and they had to win the first set 26-24 and then make big comebacks in both the second and third set, down double digits in the second set, 15-4, and they came back and won it 25-21 and then rallied late in set three to win it 25-23. So should be some good volleyball action here in D2. That'll be followed by the D1 matchup as Ansley Litchfield will take on O'Neill St. Mary's. That's a rematch of the district championship when both teams were undefeated and St. Mary's swept Ansley Litchfield. In C2, Freeman will take on Crofton. Freeman, in a rematch of last year's state final, beat Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals yesterday in four. So Freeman and Crofton are both undefeated, and boy, what a way for that. One of these teams is going to suffer their first loss of the year in the state final, and then both teams are going to be battling for that state championship. We'll also be back with you at 3 o'clock this afternoon in C1 as Kearney Catholic makes their fifth consecutive trip to the state final, but there's a perfect instance. They were 4-4 in Grand Island. They have never been in the state final here in Lincoln, and they will be today against a Concordia team that is brand new to this whole scene. This is their third trip to the state tournament, and the first two times they were eliminated by Grand Island Central Catholic in the first round. This year, they drew the Crusaders again, beat them, and then took care of Wahoo, while Kearney Catholic was a winner over Ashland Greenwood and Columbus SCOTUS. So that's at 3. The Class B final at 5, Omaha Scott and Norris. And the Class A final at 7. It'll be undefeated top-ranked Papillion La Vista, ranked in the top 10 in the nation, taking on Omaha Marion. We will take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Look at the starting lineups and more right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan. You'll love our brand of banking.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Welcome back to the New Tech Z pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Stewart Broncos, their service rotation begins with number 5, 5'10 junior middle hitter Haley Paxton. Number 4, 5'8 sophomore outside hitter Harley Fisher. Number 20, 5'7 sophomore outside hitter Trisha Fox. She'll be followed by number 25, 5'10 senior middle hitter Courtney Coons. Number 7, 5'8 junior outside hitter Monique Schaefer, who leads the team in kills at 217. And number 12, a 5'5 junior center, Jaden Schaefer. The libero is number 1, a 5'6 senior, Brittany Hanslick. The head coach of the Stewart Broncos is Stacy Dexter, assisted by Erica Goodner. They are 29-5 on the season, beating Ewing and Santee in the sub-districts and falling to Wynot in 4 sets in the district final. They are here for the 7th time, making their second trip to the finals and their second straight trip to the finals, coming out of the Niobrara Valley Conference. Now the starting lineup for the Giltner Lady Hornets, your defending state champions, will start with number 1, 5'6 junior outside hitter Taylor Rhodes. Number 5, 5'6 senior right side hitter Shelby Henricks. Number 7, 6-foot junior middle hitter Chaney Tompkin, who is the team leader in kills. Number 12 is a 5'10 senior middle hitter Kelby Lyon. Number 10 is a 5'8 senior center Jacqueline Hoppold. And then number 8, 6'2 senior middle hitter Bailey Craig. The libero is 5'5 senior Madison Ummel. The head coach of the Giltner Hornets is Kurt Polt, assisted by Christy Vaught. Giltner is 26-4 on the season, and they lost their first game of the sub-districts to Lawrence Nelson. That sub-district, of course, had 5 teams with winning records. Lawrence Nelson had to beat Wilcox Hildreth in the bunny bracket game, and then that same night knocked off the Giltner Hornets. So Giltner is here on a wild card. This is their 14th trip to state out of the Crossroads Conference. They have won the state championship 8 times, most of those in Class D2. They were the runner-up twice, so they are used to being in this state final as a school, but we'll see how this senior class performs here tonight. Giltner, 26-4. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with the start of the D2 state championship match after this.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doug Duda with you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, getting ready for our first championship on this Saturday here in Lincoln. Of course, we have got a ton of sports action that continues for you. The Huskers and our pregame on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, gets underway at 9:30 from Madison, Wisconsin, as the Huskers get set to take on the Wisconsin Badgers this afternoon with kickoff set for 2:35. It'll also be shown on ABC. We've got Tri-City Storm hockey for you tonight as well here on Classic Hits. As we mentioned, we've got the state volleyball semifinals finals in C1 between Kearney Catholic and Concordia at approximately 3 o'clock. And then Monday, more state football action for you, the D1 semifinal, as the Elm Creek Buffaloes travel to Hemmingford and try to avenge last year's state playoff loss. And Hemmingford made it to the state finals. We're a play away from winning it all, and now they're a game away from getting back to Lincoln in all six state football championship games. We'll be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Well, Stewart will be battling in their maroon uniforms with white trim. It's the black uniforms with the orange trim here for the fine folks from Giltner. Giltner has won the toss, so they will serve it away here with Taylor Rhodes as we are about ready to get our state championship match underway here on Classic Hits. Rhodes approaches, and we're underway as it's picked up by the libero for Stewart in Hanslick. Set to the middle. It'll be floated across, and for the Giltner Hornets, Ummel will pick it up at the net. Tipton Stewart will pick it up one more time and set it across. Now Giltner on the free ball. Slide right side. They'll go to Tompkin. Her first swing is overpassed. Right back to the Hornets. They'll go to the offense and go middle attack and put it just deep on the swing by Kelby Lyon. Missed by just an inch. And Stewart will have the first point of our championship. Back to serve it away for the Broncos will be Haley Paxton. She'll float it into the net. Giltner, 1-1. Early on, you want to see how the nerves are out there, but most of the girls getting a chance to play last year, you have to figure it's not quite as bad. Serving it up will be Henricks. She'll take it across, troubles picking it up, and so it'll be set over by Stewart. Giltner will slide right side. Tompkin has to tip it across. Could get that time by the Broncos to pick it up, and the attack will come off the tape. And another nice dig by the libero and Ummel. And it'll be passed across here by Giltner. Long rally here on point three of this match. Middle attack by the Broncos. Taken across there by Coons. No problem. Then overpassed, and Coons will tip it down. Courtney with the first kill of the match. And Stewart is up 2-1. Back to serve it away will be Fisher. Harley Fisher, the sophomore. Just a couple of seniors on this Stewart team in Hanslick and Coons. Serve across. Quickly go to the middle. Tompkins' attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. And Stewart has jumped out 3-1. Of course, yesterday with the way Giltner played, probably no big concerns. You hate trying to come from behind all the time, but they were able to do it yesterday. Fisher takes a run with that jump serve. Picked up there by Henricks, and it's overpassed. Hammered down. And Schaefer's able to pound it down, and it is 4-1. Stewart with the early lead. Fisher will go again. Harley floats it across the middle. Handled there again by Henricks. Overpassed on a two ball. Middle attack. Going to be driven down, but out of bounds. It just hit enough of the tape to kick it wide there for Courtney Coons. And Giltner will pick up their second point. In to serve it away will be Cheney Tompkin. She has 27 aces on the season. And Tompkin fires it across the middle. Strong to the back middle, picked up there by Fisher, and then dumped into the net. We've had a few errors as an ace serve will be registered by Tompkin. Looked like it was cleanly passed, but nobody could pick it up on the two hit. So an ace serve for Tompkin. She serves for the tie here early in set one. Again off Fisher, passes off the net. They'll set to the front left. It'll be rolled across to Tompkin. Here is the set to the outside, and oversetting the outside hitter, Kelby Lyon. The ball falls to the floor. Stewart 5, Giltner 3. And rotating in to serve it away will be Taylor Malone, another junior here, 29 aces. Stewart has quite a few young ladies that have went near 30 aces on the season, but this serve is deep and out of bounds. Second service error here for the Broncos. And back to serve it away will be Kelby Lyon. Lyon will go to the far left-hand wing to put this ball in play. And Lyon takes it right down the line. Trouble here for Stewart. It rolled up the arms. Has to be passed across by Schaefer. Free ball here for Giltner. They'll slide right side. The attack down and good for Bailey Craig. The 6'2 senior, Craig and Tompkin. And, of course, Tompkin didn't get to be a part of this run last year after transferring in. Lyon with the serve. Right down the left side is, again, trouble on serve receive for Stewart, so they'll have to pass it across with their libero, Hanslick. Quick slide, right side. Craig tips it across, and again, it's going to work. Bailey Craig with her second kill, and Giltner has their first lead of the state championship by a score of 6-5. Line to serve it across. Stays in that left side and goes right down to the corner, firing it at Fisher. Back set. The attack is going to be long. Out of bounds by Coons. 7-5 here in favor of Giltner. They've been able to rattle off four in a row and six of the last 7 points after falling behind 4-1. Lyon trying to keep it going. It hit the tape. It floats across to Hanslick. They'll get a good set. Outside attack driven across by Schaefer. Giltner has it to the middle. They'll go to Craig. She's in. And Giltner has found their stride to take it 8-5. Stewart coach Stacy Dexter going to just go ahead and see how things play out here for a little bit. Still very early in the opening set. And across to Fisher again. Here is the set by Jaden Schaefer. Tipped across and trouble for Giltner. I think they crossed the center line. They fell down trying to save the ball. And they fell across the center line. So point for Stewart. And that snaps the 5-0 run there by the Giltner Hornets. 8-6. And back to serve it away is Hanslick. She also gets well off that back service line and floats it across. Handled there by Ummel. Set to the right side. Craig's blocked. Ace block up front by Monique Schaefer, teaming up with Coons. And it's 8-7. So a good competitive early first set here as Hanslick ready to go. Had a couple three errors early, and now the teams are pounding the ball off of each other's block. Pass off the mark here for Giltner. They will get it back to the middle on a bump set. That time from Hoppold, and it'll be tipped across by Stewart. Hoppold again will set middle. Craig with the attack. It's driven into the corner. Overpass and dumping it into their own net will be Giltner. Good dig there in the corner by Fisher. And Harley will tie things up at 8-8. Hanslick to serve it away again, looking for the lead. Here in game number one, best of five of the D2 final. Saber Croston set slide right side. Craig off that double block. It's dug out in the back row by Hanslick. Set near side. The corner attack is passed back and on the line by Giltner. The kill attempt by Monique Schaefer, and Kelby Lyon just trying to get an arm on it. Not only sent it across, but Stewart thought it was going to be out of bounds, and it caught the tape in front of the Stewart bench. 9-8 Hornets. And back to serve it away will be the center in Hoppold. Handled by the Broncos. They'll drive it across to the dig is made by Ummel. Passed over again on the line by Audra Joyce, who has checked in. Outside attack by Stewart is into the net. Attack error. Giltner up 10-8. 2-point lead here in game number one. And again, back to serve it away will be Hoppold. Chases down the volleyball. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the serve by Hoppold is short. It is dug up. They get a good pass to the outside. The swing is driven across by Paxton, and good. So for Paxton, that'll be her first kill. Four kills here early on for Stewart. They trail by one, 10-9. And another little jump serve is going to be coming across for Monique Schaefer. Handled there by Hanslick. Right side attack down, and Craig is inside the boundary. And Bailey has her fourth kill for the five here by Bailey Craig, the second leading attacker on this team. Hummel now back to serve it away as we get ready to go through our second time through the service rotation. Hummel floats it deep middle. The pass is off the floor there by Hanslick and has to be passed over on a free ball. Here comes the right side attack off the pin. Off the block of Stewart, that'll be a point for Giltner. Chaney Tompkin will get her first kill. The block was tight there, but it was too close to the antenna and rolled off the Stewart block into the antenna. And it is 12-9. Well, it says 12-8. I believe it should be 12-9, and they're checking that right now at the scorer's table. So a little break in the action. Madison Ummel getting ready to serve it away again. And now they change it to 11-9. It should be 12-9. And now they've got it right, and everybody should be happy with that. So the housekeeping is taken care of. And Ummel will serve it again. The left-handed serve goes off Hanslick. Pump set that time going to be made. And off the attack from the set by Paxton. It's going to be no problem here for Tompkins to dump it over. Two balls set across by Stewart. They'll go back in the middle to Tompkins. She tries back middle. Dug out again by Hanslick. Set to the back row, and the attack is going to be just off the line by Schaefer. Stewart fans were hoping to get a tip. They don't. And five of the last six called by Giltner, and we have our first timeout of the state final. It's the biggest lead by either team. Giltner 13, Stewart 9 in the 2014 D2 state final. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Out of the Stewart timeout, Madison Hummel will serve it across. And coming with the near side kill, it is out of bounds again for Harley Fisher. So some attack errors now starting to weigh down the Stewart Broncos, and they are down by five here in the opening set, 14-9. Serve across. They pick on Hanslick again. She's taken most of them. Set to the outside. This time the attack is in. Harley Fisher gets her second kill. She's the first Bronco to pick up multiple kills here in the state championship. Schaefer now back to serve it away. Jaden, the center, will go right into the near corner. No problem. Tompkins will roll it across. Picked up there by Schaefer. Set to the outside, and right on the line this time is going to be Harley Fisher. The lines judge started to point out, but knew that it was in and made the correct call. Jaden Schaefer to fire again. 14-11, Giltner. Game one, D2 final. Takes it down the far line to Kelby Lyon. Tompkins standing spike from the 10-foot line. Nearly worked. Great dig by Schaefer. And then we're going to get a double hit called on the set attempt. So Giltner will pick up the point, 15-11. Back to serve it away for Giltner. It's going to be Taylor Rhodes and the junior. 16 aces on the year. Floats this into the back corner. Picked up there by Fisher. Set to the outside. The attack by Fox is blocked. They'll try it again. Blocked again. Ace block, Chaney Tompkins. She stood tall on both swings, and it's 16-11, Giltner. That was the most noise we've heard as far as a power game by either team so far in this match. And Rhodes will float it back middle, trying to decide what to do with it. Hanslick pops it up in the air, stays back row. It'll be rolled across there by Monique Schaefer. And a middle attack by Tompkins. Takes something off of it. It's passed close to the net, an overpass on a two ball. So back to Tompkins in the middle. She'll put it across, and we're back in system here for Stewart. Bump set. Well, there's a little miscommunication, and they bump it out of bounds. Haley Paxton didn't think the ball was meant to be for her, but then nobody else went after it, so she tried to bump it over at the last moment, and that put a little too much momentum on it, and out of bounds, 17-11. Rhodes again. Overpass on the set, into the net. They'll be able to dig it out. Free ball across here to the Hornets. Tompkins around the single block, and Chaney gets her second kill. So this time through the front row, Tompkins is making some noise, a couple of kills and an ace block. Three in a row for Taylor Rhodes, 18-11, Giltner. And Rhodes will float it across. The pass is off the mark near the scorer's table. They'll be able to put it back into play. Set across, but no swings lately for Stewart. Outside attack, Giltner termination, Kelby Lyon. Five in a row for Giltner. 19-11, and Stewart will use their final timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska-Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska-Land National Bank, member FDIC. Game one, Giltner 19, Stewart 11.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple.
when it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Front right, and Cheney Topkin will terminate, and another point for Giltner. This was a 10-9 game. It is now 20-11. Hornets on a roll, and this served just out of bounds as Monique Schaefer got down low to see how close it was to being in or out. So the error will give it back over to the Broncos, and serving it up will be Haley Paxton to start the second time through their service rotation. Passes off the mark, back to Topkin. Off balance, found an opening. Stewart was a little confused as to what Topkin was going to do, and she threw it back against the grain. And there are four kills for Topkin, four kills for Craig, 10 overall. And back to serve it away will be Henricks. Set to the outside, and there's a kill for Stewart. Courtney Coons, who had the first one for the Broncos. Been a long time since she got another swing and gets her second kill there. Harley Fisher to serve it away, 21-13. In favor of Giltner. Good top spin serve across, overpass, free ball terminated by Coons again. All set up by the strong serve, 21-14. Fisher had a couple the first time she was back there that helped Stewart get out to a 4-1 lead, but that's been the only spark they've really had here. They've had a couple of three-point runs, and this serve is well out. 22-14, Hornets on their way to a Game 1 victory here in the 2014 D2 State Final. And Cheney Topkin back into the front row. Back to serve it away. Will be Cheney Topkin, excuse me, and Craig into the front row. Topkin serve. Right down the middle, mishandled, but it comes back into the middle of the floor. Can they get it across? Yes, they will. Opportunity here on the set. Hoppled goes to the outside. Lions attack is into the net. Four hits called. Back over to the Broncos, 22-15. And back to serve it away will be Taylor Malone. 5'6 junior with her second appearance. Gets right up on that service line. Takes a half step and fires. Handled there by Henricks. Back set right side. Lyon comes near side. Off the tip. It's down and good. Kelby with her third kill. And Giltner is 2 points away from the opening set. And Lyon back to serve it away. And here comes Audra Joyce up front for Giltner. Not a ton of girls, but most of them see a little action here for Coach Kurt Polt in the first set. As the serve stays in the back row, pump set up to Schaefer. She'll get a good roll across. And back to Craig in the middle. Her attack off the arm of the back row is good enough. Bailey Craig with her fifth kill, and it is game point for Giltner at 24-15. Kelby Lyon trying to finish it off here. And the serve deep. They let it go. It's out. Stewart made a swing at it, but they whiffed. Kind of one of those where they started to play the ball, heard their teammates yell, and tried to get out of the way. Still game point number two here for the Hornets at 24-16. Brittany Hanslick to serve for Stewart, try and get him a couple of points and find some momentum for the second set. But it's deep and out of bounds, and that is game one. First game of the state championship goes to the Giltner Hornets by a score of 25-16. Two sets away from back-to-back state championships. We'll look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island, you can get an entire brick. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries, but only when you mention this ad and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Terry Pettit Court, the state championships. Let's take a look at the first set numbers that we had for Stewart. Harley Fisher, 3 service points, 3 kills. Haley Paxton had a kill. Brittany Hanslick, 2 service points. Monique Schaefer had an ace block and a kill. Jaden Schaefer had a service point. And Courtney Coons, 3 kills. 8 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves for Stewart. For Giltner, Taylor Rhodes, 5 service points. Madison Hummel, 3 service points. Chaney Tompkin, an ace serve, an ace block, and 4 kills. Bailey Craig, 5 kills. Jacqueline Hoppold, 1 service point. And Kelby Lyon, 5 service points and 3 kills. 12 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. Giltner takes the opener, 25-16, and we're on to the second set of the D2 State Championship right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Again, this is the first state championship of the day. They will go D1 all the way up to A. Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's in a rematch of the last 2 years' district finals that St. Mary's has won both. That'll be next. And then it'll be Crofton and Freeman at 1 o'clock in C2. And then we are back with you at 3 o'clock for Kearney Catholic Concordia in Class C1. Stewart will serve it away first to get game 2 underway after Giltner took the opening set. Middle attack by Tompkin is passed over on a 2-ball. Stewart just has not been getting as many swings as Giltner. Tompkin off the block, down and good. 5 kills for Chaney. Giltner the first point here of the second set. Last year in the state final, Giltner really kind of made quick work of Stewart. Giltner had to go 5 tough sets to beat Sterling, and they were able to do that. And then straight sets, 17, 14, and 18. Last year over Stewart, and Stewart dumps it into their own net. So sometimes it gets in your head. Sometimes it's just a weird matchup thing, and Giltner is playing well here. They're 4-for-4 on their sets, and they're off to a 2-0 start. Taylor Rhodes serving. Picked up there by Hanslick. Back set right side on the attack. It is wide by Harley Fisher. And it's kind of reminded me of how Axtell started yesterday. Stewart is trying. But, I mean, they're missing their attacks not by a couple of inches, but by a couple of feet. And that one was even more than that as Rhodes serves it across. So they're really struggling right now as it's passed across again. Here's Lyon, and she tries to cut it, but into the net it goes. And Stewart will pick up the point. But, again, that's another thing about the best 3 of 5 is that you've got a long time to shake that funk and find your rhythm, which Axtell did yesterday in the third set, but couldn't pull it out, 29-27, as the serve is out of bounds. And Stewart has had quite a few service errors already. That is their 5th of the match. And Giltner leads it 4-1, but Stewart led the first set 4-1, and it didn't go well after that. How about another ace? So an ace serve for Hendricks, her first service point. The second ace serve for Stewart. For Giltner, added his 5-1. Stewart drops 3 back defensively here on serve receive. And across it comes right down the middle to Fisher. Here's a set in the middle, but the overswing, they say it was partially tipped up by Tompkins, so it back again, and then it is blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Monique Schaefer. Side out Stewart, 5-2, and back to serve it away will be Malone. Taylor looking for her first point on her 3rd trip to the service line. Fires it down the middle. Handled there by Ummel. Set to the outside, Lyon. She's blocked. Down low and a good dig that time. They'll go to Lyon again. It's blocked again, but rolled over on a joust, and Stewart's going to be called for a double hit. Nice job and a key dig in the back row by Taylor Rhodes off that first block. And a point for Giltner. Makes it 6-2. as it was blocked up front there by Chaney Tompkin, her second block, and she'll go back and serve it away. Picked up there by Hanslick. She's doing a good job on serve receive, and then we have got into the net on Kiltner trying to block Courtney Coons. 6-3. First set went to Kiltner, 25-16. And to serve it up for Stewart will be the libero, Brittany Hanslick. And Hanslick will float it across from libero to libero. Ummel, bump set middle by Hopold. Had to be punched across by Lyon. Here's a set outside. Stewart will try and roll it over Schaefer. Good dig again by Rhodes. They get it to Lyon. She'll send it deep and out of bounds. So Kiltner in the giving mood here a little bit. They have had a few errors early in game two to help out the Broncos. And Hanslick fires again. This one a little deep. It's an ace. A serve, the first of the match for the Broncos. And Brittany Hanslick pulls Stewart to within one. 6-5 here in game two. That bright yellow libero top. A nice orange one. Different looking libero tops, to tell you. Most of them are white or black. As this serve is across and handled there by almost slide right side. Bailey Craig cuts it down. Number six for Craig, her first of the game. 7-5, Kiltner with the lead. You're listening to the State Volleyball Championships here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here with you as Lions serve will float out of bounds. Husker pregame is currently on the breeze, 94.5, getting ready for this afternoon's contest with Wisconsin. Here's the jump serve into the net for Schaefer, and the teams will exchange service errors right back over to the Broncos. And Jacqueline Hopold will be back to serve it away. Hopold right behind the E in the Nebraska will take a step and fire it down the middle of Hanslick. Popped up, stays in the back row. Schaefer. Pass is not going to be good enough for a slam, so they will just bump it across. Bailey Craig gets a quick one in the middle. It's down and good. Out of system for Stewart most of this match. They just haven't had many opportunities as Hopold will go again. Much more in flow and in system for Kiltner. Here's a big termination, though, for Stewart. Haley Paxton, maybe one of the top two swings we've seen for the Broncos. And when you finally get one in good shape, you just want to stand up there and hammer it because you've been waiting a set and a half to finally get a good swing. And Jaden Schaefer will serve it across. Schaefer's serve is handled and passed back over there by Rose. Set to the outside. Here is the tip off the block, down and good. And in the net anyway for Kiltner. Give the kill to Harley Fisher. That'll be her fourth. That initial dig by Henrik, she tried to block it the second time, but it rolled out of bounds. And the serve across by Schaefer. Jaden fires, set to the middle. Bailey Craig off the block, comes across. Good save, and they'll have to hit it from the front left. Good point going on for Stewart. Lyon down low to dig. Middle attack, Craig. Another dig by Schaefer. To the outside, the attack is down and good. Harley Fisher, that's the best point of the match. That had the most action of any point we've seen so far, and it goes to Stewart 9-9 of the Bronco fans. Something to cheer about right now. Jaden Schaefer over to Ummel, pops up on the back row to Lyon. All she can do is advance. It has to be passed across there by Henricks, and it's on the line. Stewart, little miscommunication, and a free one there for Kiltner. So Henricks with her first kill, and it's 10-9 Kiltner. Ummel to serve it away here for the Hornets. They won the first set 25-16, have a 10-9 lead here. It was 10-9 Kiltner in the first set, and then the next thing you know, they were up 20-11. Block at the net that time by Kiltner. They'll try it again, and it is through for another block. Shelby Henricks is up there with Chaney Tompkin. Tompkin will get the ace block, 11-9. And Ummel looks for another one. The lefty fires it across to Hanslick. Stays in the back row. Front right attack tipped over the double block that time by Paxton. Here is a whistle for a double hit, I believe, on the set. That's exactly what it will be. Side out Stewart as Tompkin was wide enough to hammer another one. So instead, Stewart will serve it away here with Haley Paxton. Lyon drive. Lyon steps in front, makes the play. Back set on a slide. They'll go to Tompkin. It's popped up. Trouble. They cannot return it. Chaney Tompkin, her sixth. 13 of the team's 17 kills, Tompkin and Craig, which is not unusual. They are 1-2 on the team. And now Taylor Rhodes is in to serve it away for Kiltner. Rhodes floats it middle to Hanslick. Pass to the outside. Here's the swing by Coons. Off the block, stays in play. Stewart runs into each other, sets it across to Ummel. Free ball opportunity. Here comes Lyon. Off the tip, down and good. Kelby with her first of the game and fourth of the match. And Kiltner has scored four of the last 5 points to take a 13-10 lead. This is where they went on a run last game. Rhodes floats it across. Picked up by Fisher. Set back to Fisher. Off the block. Good up that time by Rhodes. And Lyon with the standing spike will roll it across. Into the offense for a middle attack. Coons terminates for Stewart. First of the game. Fourth of the match. 13-11, Giltner. Stewart to serve it away now with Harley Fisher. Fisher as far back on that service area as you can be. Takes a little run and a hop and fires it across right at Ummel. Here's the set, Hoppold. Slide right side, Tompkins through the double block. Cheney's seventh kill, side out for Giltner. 14-11, best of five. Giltner won the opener 25-16. As they were able to pound out 12 kills and an ace block to Stewart's 8 kills and an ace block. Stewart had just a lot of errors in that first set. They're toning them down. They go to Coons. One-on-one block. Tompkin is there. Cheney Tompkin gets a great block on the attack off the net. And it is 15-11. Giltner with Shelby Henrich serving. And this one is handled cleanly to the middle. Coons, she'll tip it across. Up there by Hoppold. They'll set it back to Hoppold, so all she does is roll it across. Schaefer with the dig to the outside. Schaefer with the attack. The two Schaefers teaming up and then passed across. Free ball here, Stewart. Back set to Schaefer. Her attack blocked again up front, and it's down by Tompkin. Four in this set alone for Cheney Tompkin. And timeout will be called here by the Stewart Broncos. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank in Game 2. It's Giltner 16, Stewart 11. The Hornets won the opener. You're listening to the D2 State Volleyball Championships on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
With our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, the new home of the Nebraska State Volleyball Championships. The Huskers will be here tomorrow taking on Maryland at 2 o'clock. Today, six state volleyball finals, and back to serve it away is Shelby Henrichs looking for three in a row, a 16-11 lead for Giltner, and on the attack, a net violation going to be called here on Giltner. Stewart will pick up the point. They were going to get the kill anyway from Monique Schaefer, and it is 16-12, Giltner. Serving it away is Malone for the Broncos. Line drive serve, get it over to Lyon. She'll take it off the block, dug out there by Hanslick. Pass to the left side, and Schaefer will punch it over. Now into the middle, it'll be Tompkin one-on-one. She'll take it off the block of Coons and get the kill. So Tompkin now has 8 kills and 5 ace blocks. In this set, she's got 4 kills and 4 ace blocks, 17-12 in favor of Giltner. And now Tompkin rotates back to serve it away. Tompkin waiting, goes angle, and it's right on the line, dropping it in front of Trisha Fox. Great serve that time by Tompkin, and she's doing a little bit of everything right now. That's her second ace serve. 18-12, Hornets. Stewart needs to get the ball back right now. They are running out of time in game two. Hanslick gets it up front to Jaden Schaefer. The setter will go middle to Coons, and she floats it over everybody, and it is out of bounds. So for the second straight set, it was 10-9, and then Giltner goes on a big run, and they're up 19-12. Tompkin floats it on that line again, but this time she's wide. So we got an ace the first time, picks up another point in between, and then a service error, 19-13 Hornets, up a game. trying to go back-to-back here and win the school's seventh state championship in volleyball. They've already assured themselves their ninth tournament trophy as an ace serve from Hanslick will drop in front of the back row. And Hanslick with her second ace here of the set. And that's what can get you right back in a match, back in a set, if you can fire off two or three quick ones. Hanslick, though, negates that ace with a very deep serve. And a side out back over to Giltner, 20-14. Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's will be playing next here on Classic Hits. Serves across. Stewart sets to the outside. It's going to be blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Haley Paxton. 20-15. And back to serve it away will be number seven, Monique Schaefer. Hasn't picked up a point on serve yet. Goes with that jump serve and then just goes with a short, soft one. Picked up by Lyon. Set right side Craig. She's blocked. Lyon digs. Free ball. Hopple takes it over on a two. It's run down here by Stewart. Gets a bump set to the back row and Schaefer's attack is deep. Well, everybody played the ball well, but Schaefer was just a couple of inches off that back line. And a side out for Hopple to serve it away here for the Broncos. It is 21-15. And the serve across to Hanslick. Here's the set middle. Quickly punched across that time by Paxton. No problem. Middle attack. Craig on the corner. Good. Bailey Craig, her third of the game, her eighth of the match. Her and Tompkin each have eight. 22-15. Giltner inching closer to a 2-0 lead. And a timeout will be taken here by Stewart, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The first set goes to Giltner 25-16, and they are up 22-15 in the second. You're listening to the D2 State Volleyball Championships.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Jacqueline Hopple to serve it away now for Giltner as we're back out of the Stewart timeout. 22-15, Giltner. Pass goes off the court, and all they can do is free ball it across here with Trisha Fox. So here comes the slide. Craig off the block, down and good. And two away from a 2-0 lead for Giltner. Hopold trying to get him another point closer at 23-15. The step and a soft serve hit the net and fell over for the ace. The old backbreaker serve where you just are frozen in your tracks. And it is game point for Giltner. 24-15. Hopold serve. Clearly across that time to Schaefer. Set to the middle. Attack Paxton off the net. Down and good by Haley Paxton, her fourth. So it's 24-16. And Schaefer to serve it away. Jaden on game point number two here for Giltner, which they are surely going to get to go up 2-0. Schaefer fires it across. Down the line, it's picked up. Hoppold had to run it down close to the net, and it's out of bounds. That all was off of a tough pass to the setter, Hoppold, and nothing that Audra Joyce could do. 24-17. Jaden Schaefer gets this serve in. Slide right side. Craig drives it across. Hanslick up in the back row. It stays there. Schaefer bumps it. And just passing it across will be Fisher. Here comes the middle attack. Dumped down by Craig. And that's it for game two. Her 10th kill. 25-17. Giltner is 5-for-5 over the last 2 years in sets against Stewart. And they need one more to repeat as your state volleyball champion. 25-16, 25-17. Giltner up two games to none on Stewart, and we'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Here's a look at the unofficial numbers from the second set. Stewart played a little bit better, but didn't make as many errors. They still didn't make as many offensive points happen for him, though. Harley Fisher, 2 kills. Haley Paxton, 3 kills. Brittany Hanslick, 3 service points. 2 were aces. Monique Schaefer had 2 kills. Jaden Schaefer, 3 service points. Courtney Coons, 1 kill. 8 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Stewart. For Giltner, I had Taylor Rhodes with 3 service points. Madison Ummel had a service point. Shelby Henricks, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Chaney Tompkin, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 4 ace blocks and 4 kills. Bailey Craig had 5 kills. Jacqueline Hoppold had 3 service points. 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Kelby Lyon, 1 kill. 11 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. And Giltner is up 2-0 after the 25-17 second set victory. It's on to the third when we return.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Taylor Rhodes will serve it across as Giltner begins set number 3. Outside Lyon takes it off the tape. Down low, Schaefer's able to pick it up, but then the pass goes off the court, and Giltner will pick up the first point. On a missed pass that time for the Stewart Broncos. Taylor Rhodes is at the service line. She leads the team in serving so far here in the championship with her 9th point. And Rhodes will float this one deep into the corner, picked up by Schaefer. Middle attack, driven down and good by Harley Fisher. And that is her team-high 6th kill. She has 6, Coons and Paxton 4, 3 for Monique Schaefer. For Giltner, 10 for Craig, 8 for Tompkin, 4 for Lyon. And the serve is across. Middle attack, they'll go to Tompkin, and she is going to nearly pick up the kill. They pick it up out of the scorers table. Nice block up front by Coons. Play still alive to Lyon. Front left attack goes on the angle. It's kept up there, and a middle tip is going to be blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Stewart's Courtney Coons. That'll be her 5th. Stewart put together a very solid point right there off some nice plays and nice attacks from Giltner, but none of them hit the floor that time, and Haley Paxton, her first service point of the match. Fires across again to Henricks. At the net, it'll be dumped across by Hoppold. Stewart will set it up. Outside attack blocked by Tompkin. Nice dig that time by the Broncos. They'll go Coons. Another nice dig. Hoppold, but not good enough. And Courtney Coons will get the kill. And Stewart is up 3-1, trying to find a way to get it going. Those Bronco fans from the north central part of the state trying to make some noise. They want to get their girls rallied and keep this match going. Force a 4th and eventually a 5th set. Middle attack by Tompkin, blocked by Craig. Dug out by Ummel to Lyon, front left. She'll take it off the block, down and good. Kelby, the senior, 3rd of the team in kills. In fact, you look at outside the big 3, Hoppold has a few, Joyce has a few, but nowhere near what the big 3 have. Set outside off the serve, it'll be Coons to take it over. Lyon with a standing spike return. Stewart will set it. Schaefer to the outside, and the kill will be deep by Harley Fisher. 3-3, set 3, 2-0 in favor of Giltner. It is Shelby Hendricks to serve it away, and she does. Picked up Hanslick, overpass, tip line, dug out of their own net. Stewart, middle attack, and down and good for Courtney Coons. Coons with 3 kills already here in the third set. Stewart up 4-3, and Harley Fisher will go back and serve it away. Fisher started game number one with a little 3-0 run, but nothing since. And this one won't help as she topspins it into the net. Error 4-4. Craig into the front row. Tompkin back to serve it away. Nice to have that luxury of having a six-footer in the front row at all times for a D2 school, and that's what Coach Kurt Polt has. As he is once again finally dressed in the suit and tie here this morning. And on the attack, we have got a net violation on Giltner. 5-4 Stewart. Hummel right back in. And Tompkin will check out. Taylor Rhodes will serve it away. You're listening to the D2 State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Giltner, Donovan, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as Stewart has their second consecutive service error to tie things at 5-5. And Kelby Lyon will stay in there. Lyon slaps it down the left line. Two ball to cross. Scrambling Hummel gets it. Middle attack. Craig blocked. Courtney Coons with her first ace block. Second as a team. 6-5. And there is no doubt about it. Stewart did not play very well in the first set, and they have continued to improve. They lessened the errors in game two. Giltner had 14 earned points in the opening set, and they had 18 in the second set. And now Stewart playing even better here in the third set. And in to serve it away is going to be Strachey. And Haley Paxton on the overpass is going to get the kill. 7-5. And so Allison Strachey coming in and getting her first chance to serve. Going for 2 in a row to Hummel. Slide right side. Craig off the tip down and good. Bailey Craig, her match high 11th kill. Side out Giltner. Remember that at the end of each of our matches, we bring you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats and more from the state volleyball tournament. Consolation games also going on this morning. The C1 is going on right now as the ball is dug out of the back row. And what's the call? 4 hits? Yes. Couldn't tell. We were shaded from the back row. They were going to let it go, and at the last minute they made a lunge for it, and it rattled off 2 different players. And it is 7-7. Hophold to serve. And across it comes to Schaefer. Set to the outside. Blocked up front. Bailey Craig, but out of bounds. And Paxton will get her 6th kill. Paxton and Fisher with 6 apiece for Stewart. And Monique Schaefer to serve now. The jump serve floats across right in the middle of Hummel. Here's the set. Hoppold on the front right. It'll be driven down by Haley Craig. Bailey Craig, her 12th. Bailey with a dozen kills, and back and forth we go, 8-8. Now, this is not unusual. The first set was tied at 8-8. The second set was tied at 9. And then Giltner, once they got that 11th point, just ran away. And here's an ace served by Hummel. Madison with her first ace today. Over 40 for the season. Giltner takes the lead at 9-8. First lead of the third set. Hummel floats it across again. Hanslick has it. Here's the set. Middle attack. That one's down and good for Haley Paxton. Side out. Broncos. Stewart 29-5. Giltner 26-4. Both defeated in the postseason. In fact, Giltner went out in the first game of sub-districts to Lawrence Nelson. You don't see that very often. And here is a dump into the net. Hopple trying to set it across. Couldn't get the job done. And Stewart regains the lead at 10-9. With Jaden Schaefer at the service line. She now has 5 points tied for the team high. Across it comes to Joyce. Overpass, it would have been out of bounds, but Stewart plays it. They'll shove it into the back corner. Hummel saw what was coming. Nice play by her. Tompkin on the attack, and it's down and good. Good hustle there that time by Madison Hummel. The play had been kind of messed up early, and Hummel saw where the Broncos were headed with the volleyball and hustled all the way down that back line to keep it alive, and it allowed for Tompkin to get the kill. Service across by Rhodes. Standing spike is not going to be returned. A couple of one-arms, and they couldn't get anything done. And Haley Paxton will get her eighth kill. 11-10. Stewart on top third set, but Giltner's up two games to none. 25-16, 25-17. Server cross by Haley Paxton. Quick set to the middle. Topkin finds the back corner. And now she has 10 kills. 11-11. But this is the spot where they have went on runs each of the first two games. Shelby Henricks will serve it up. It clips the net. Picked up there by Hanslick. Back set. And the attack down and good for Harley Fisher. There was no block there. They weren't ready for the back set. And it's 12-11 Stewart. Their latest lead of any of the top three or first three sets. And it'll be Harley Fisher to serve. Harley into the net. Boy, Harley's had some problems here the last few times. And once you miss a couple, then it starts getting into your head. It's like aiming a pitch. Can't hit the strike zone, then you start aiming and it gets worse. Janie Topkin down to serve it away. Her ace blocks in the second set really turned that game around. Middle attack by Coombs, and Courtney will terminate her fourth kill of this set and her eighth of the match. 13-12 Stewart. Here at the State Volleyball Tournament, Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, the Devaney Center in Lincoln. As Taylor Rhodes comes in to serve for Stewart, the D2 final, the first of six championships here today. Good top spin across, picked up that time, and overpass at the net. It's tipped into the pin. Nothing Lyon can do there as Shelby Henricks was inching forward to get that dig, and it just kept dropping and dropping in front of her. So Malone, her first service point of the match. This one, Henricks digs out, no problem, to Lyon in the middle, and it's off the block, down and good. Kelby with her sixth kill, and it is 14-13 Stewart. Lyon will go back to serve it away here for Giltner, trying to complete their second consecutive sweep in the state finals, both against Stewart. Lyon drills it into the far corner. Picked up there by Fisher. Set to the outside. And it is Schaefer. Ummel scrambling. And then they watch it fall. So Stewart will pick up the point on a little miscommunication there. It stayed in the back row the whole time for the Hornets. And finally, they needed to pass it from 20 feet away. Couldn't get the job done. And Allison Strachey back in to serve. A quick run through this service rotation. Over to Ummel. Here's Hoppold, slide right side, Craig off the block. It's dug out by Fisher. Tapped across on a two ball that time by Schaefer. Giltner's ready, joust at the net, and Joyce is off the tip for the kill. Audra with her first kill of the state final, and it's a side out for Giltner. Neither team has had to burn a timeout yet here in set three. Stewart 15, Giltner 14, Hoppold to serve. And Jacqueline will fire it down the middle, right up the libero and Hanslick. Good pass. Then a set to Schaefer. She's blocked up front. And an ace block. Going to be called for Craig. Bailey Craig with the ace block. 15-15. Hoppold serves to give Giltner the third set lead. Up two games to none. One step and down the middle. A little deep, though, and out of bounds. 16-15 Stewart. That's the first service error of this set for Giltner. Two in the second set and two in the first set, five total. And Monique Schaefer will fire it across here. Slide right side, Craig angles it down on the line. Beautiful attack by Bailey Craig. And it's 16 all. So Stewart keeping it closer, longer here in the third set than they did in the first two. Madison Ummel now to serve it away. All knotted at 16, a must-win set here for Stewart. Stays in the back row on serve receive. Good set up front, though, and Fisher will terminate. Give credit to Jaden Schaefer for getting a long set right up on the number, and she will hammer it down 17-16. And now Schaefer will go back to serve it. Jaden down the middle to Ummel. Running it down, Hoppold, bump set middle. Topkin will roll it across. Schaefer will set for Stewart, and rattling it home for the kill is going to be Harley Fisher, and we may be close to our first Giltner timeout of the day. 18-16 Stewart. And again, the crowd starting to get into it on both sides, cheering their ladies on. Ummel on serve receive, another bump set, and the attack is going to be in the back row, and they're going to call a lift on Hanslick. She wasn't sure if it was going to be long or not, and Cheney Tompkin will get her 11th kill. Back to serve it away, Taylor Rhodes. She leads the team with 9 points. Would love to get a couple here and get the Hornets back in front. 18-17, Stewart. Deep in game three, but it's way deep. 19-17, Stewart. And back to serve it away will be number five, Haley Paxton, the 5'10 junior. She leads the team in ace serves. And this one looked like it would have been out. Everybody gets out of the way, but Rhodes does play it on the line. They get it up to Lyon. She'll terminate and in the net anyway on Stewart. Kelby Lyon with her 7th kill. And we're rotating points here for most of this third set. And another service error by Giltner. That is the third service error in the last 5 points. It'll be Harley Fisher. 20-18. Stewart trying to send us to a fourth set. Top spin ace. There it is. Fisher, who had 3 consecutive service errors, steps up and nails the ace, and we have our first Giltner timeout of the championships. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Giltner's up 2-0, but Stewart leads 21-18 in set three.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
Excitement starting to brew here at the Devaney Center as Stewart has gotten themselves back into this state final. Down 2-0, the Broncos have now taken a 21-18 lead in set three. And at the service line is Harley Fisher, trying to keep it going. This 3-point lead, their largest at any point so far this morning. Top spin serve is a beauty. It's another. Oh, no. Did it hit the pin? The lineman said, yes, it did. It was passed into the net. And the lineman said that it hit the pin or else Giltner would have been able to play it across. Back-to-back ace serves here for Fisher, 22-18. She's ready to go again. And this one is deep, way deep. She didn't get on top of it. And it'll be back over to Giltner, 22-19. That is the fourth error here in this set for Stewart. And Chaney Tompkin down to serve it away. Can Giltner climb back in, down 3 late in the third? Tompkin floats it right down the middle. It's through the hands of the back row player in Fisher, and it has to be passed across. Free ball. Hoppold is going to set, but the set is off the mark, and it's blocked. Craig is blocked up front by Monique Schaefer, and a rare misstep there by Giltner. 23-19, and Taylor Malone will serve. Giltner still has a timeout if Coach Polt elects to use one. Serve is across. Picked up there by Henrichs, dumped across by Hoppold. Stewart's ready, middle attack, Coons, blocked up front by Craig. Free ball set back across on a one-timer. Now Craig termination. Bailey with her 14th. Side out Giltner, but they cannot rotate points anymore. They've got to get a run going. Kelby Lyon to serve. Stewart 23, Giltner 20 in the third set. Lyon safely across, nearly an ace. And it is overpassed. Free ball here. Stewart scrambled to keep it alive. Craig is blocked. Great dig by Lyon. Free ball. Hoppold. She'll kill. What a great adjustment there by the Giltner offense. As Jacqueline Hoppold gets her first kill. 23-21. And Stewart is going to call a timeout right here. We'll take it with him. It's 23-21. Stewart in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Giltner is 4 points away from a state championship, but Stewart's 2 points away from a fourth set. Kelby Lyons serving for Giltner, down 23-21. Serve to the back corner, picked up there by Fisher. It has to be passed across. Another free ball. Hummel to Hopple. Slide. Craig off the block. Down and good. Fifth kill of this set. 15th of the match. 23-22. Giltner made two big comebacks yesterday in the semifinals against Exeter Milligan. Can they do it here? Lyon down the line again. Picked up by Fisher. Overpass. Joyce dumped it down. It's in the net. A lift called. Point Giltner. Audra Joyce ties it at 23, and another timeout by Stewart. We are all knotted up, and just like that, Giltner is 2 points away from a state championship. We'll find out if they can get it when we return.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island. You can get an entire brig. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries, but only when you mention this ad and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Coming up, the New West postgame show, whenever the match ends. 23-all. Kelly Lyon to serve. Again, Fisher with the dig. Set right side. Coons blocked. Dug out that time by Hanslick. Stewart has it on their side. Outside attack blocked again up front by Craig. One more time. Schaefer rolls it across. Overpass by Joyce. Free ball. On the line. Schaefer. It looked like it was going to be out, and it caught the tape. So Schaefer with her fourth kill. An inch away from championship point. Instead, it is set point. And Giltner will call the timeout. So that'll be the final timeout. Serving for the set will be Stewart on a big, big scramble point that time. There were two very nice blocks up front by Bailey Craig, but both of them were dug out. The initial one by Brittany Hanslick was double exceptional, I guess if you could say. And it is now 24-23. It was 23-19. Stewart, Giltner scored four in a row to tie it. And both teams have used their timeouts. Serving it away will be Allison Strachey. Can she force a fourth set, or will we have bonus points here in the third? 25-16, 25-17, Giltner. But now they face a set point. 24-23, Stewart here in the third. Strachey to serve. Floats it across, right at Hummel. Hopold will set. Middle for Craig. Back corner is dug out there. Wycox to the outside, the attack, Schaefer, overpass, nearly out of bounds, but it'll be a free ball here, slide right side, the attack, Hummel will dig it up, Giltner will set, middle attack, Craig just tipped it over, and scrambling Stewart, they will be able to send it across, at Lyon, Hopold, here's Craig, right side, it's blocked, and Stewart wins game three. Monique Schaefer comes up with the block, and it's 25-23, Stewart will take game number three and finally win a first set here in the state finals. But it's still 2-1. Giltner trying for back-to-back state champions. We'll look at the numbers after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Bonus volleyball here at the state tournament. We'll go to a fourth set. Here's the numbers in the third for Giltner. Taylor Rhodes had one service point. Madison Hummel had an ace serve. Shelby Henricks had a service point. Chaney Tompkin ended up with four kills. Bailey Craig had an ace block and five kills. Jacqueline Hoppold had 2 service points and a kill. Kelby Lyon, 3 service points, 3 kills. And Audra Joyce, 2 kills, 14 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve for Giltner. For Stewart, Harley Fisher, 2 ace serves and 4 kills. Haley Paxton, 2 service points and 4 kills. Monique Schaefer, 2 ace blocks, including the game winner. She had 1 kill. Taylor Malone, a service point. Allison Strachey, 2 service points. Jaden Schaefer, 2 service points. Courtney Coons, an ace block and 4 kills. By far, Stewart's best set, 13 kills, 3 ace blocks and 2 ace serves. And the Broncos hedge Giltner 25-23. But the Hornets are still up 2-1 in the D2 State Volleyball Championship here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The fourth set is next.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Haley Paxton will serve it away for Stewart to start game 4, and here we go. The set's a little off, blocked up front, free ball at the net. Joust is won by Stewart, and it's Harley Fisher with her 10th kill. So Stewart gets the first point here in our fourth set, and they'll lead it 1-0. And firing it across again will be Paxton. Handle to the middle, and the attack down and good. And Tompkin will get her 12th kill. She has 12. Bailey Craig has 15. 7 for Kelby Lyon. And Rhodes will serve it across. Rhodes across to Hanslick. Set to the right side. The attack blocked by Lyon. Kelby Lyon with her first ace block, and Giltner leads it 2-1. 10th service point of the match for Taylor Rhodes. As Coach Kurt Polt relaxes on his bench, overpass on the serve, overpass right back by Giltner. So the middle attack by Coons is down and good. Number 9 for Courtney Coons, 2-2. For Stewart, Coach Dexter is up off the bench doing her coaching. Coach Polt just kind of relaxes. As he said before, most of the coaching for him gets done ahead of time. They just make small adjustments in the tournament as the attack on the overpass is going to be out of bounds by Courtney Coons, and Giltner will take advantage of that. Normally, Coons would have hammered that right down, but it was wide, and Henricks to serve. 3-2 Hornets, up 2-1. Now Coons will answer with a roll kill. Number 10 for Courtney. She's got 10. Fisher has 10. Paxton has 8. 4 different players with kills for Stewart. 6 different players with a kill for Giltner. And the block game really picked up there in that third set for Stewart. Malone to serve. And Taylor across it comes to Ummel. Dumped over by Hoppold. Had to. Picked up Stewart. Middle attack Coons. There's a nice dig in a back row by Henricks. From the 10-foot line, will be taken over by Tompkin. Hanslick digs, front row, Schaefer blocked. Hoppold. Hoppold with her first ace block, and it's 4-3, Giltner. And now Tompkin will go back to serve it away. Four back on serve receive here with a lot of room behind him for Stewart. And Tompkin won't challenge it, but it's misplayed. Trouble here. Stewart, great job of digging it down out of the crowd by Monique Schaefer. Free ball comes across, dumped over by Hoppold. Dug out again, that time by Fisher, and Schaefer's actually going to get a punch on it. Now Giltner goes middle, and Craig will drive it across softly. Stewart's got a chance to turn it around, but Coons drives it into her own net. 5-3 Giltner. You can see the point turning as they kept going, but could not finish it off. And Tompkin to serve again. Don't forget, when we are done, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Tompkin coming off her first service point of the match. Back set left side, driving it through the double block is Schaefer. That'll be the 5th for Monique. Side out Stewart, 5-4. The next championship will be Ansley Litchfield taking on O'Neill St. Mary's in D1. Then it's Freeman and Crofton in C2. Kearney Catholic and Concordia in C1, scheduled for 3, but if there are any delays, it will be later. We'll keep you posted. As the serve is across, then passed over a free ball to Stewart. They'll go to the middle attack, and it's down and good by Haley Paxton. You've got Harley Fisher, Haley Paxton. I apologize for switching their names there a couple times. 5-5. Hands look to serve again. So Stewart has righted the ship for now, and they're right in this championship. The serve will go deep, out of bounds. 6-5, Giltner. Kelby Lyon will go back to serve it away. Again, Audra Joyce will re-enter the front row here. And the serve coming across for Lyon. Down the near line, it'll be picked up there by Monique Schaefer. Then the setter in Jaden Schaefer gets it across. Big swing, dug out, and a return by Craig. Overpass at the net, blocked down by Craig. Maylee Craig goes up and tips it down for her 16th kill, 7-5. Lyon, her ninth service point of the match, goes on an angle, but it sails on her and out of bounds. So Stewart gets it right back. We didn't have very many runs in Game 3. In fact, that four-point run to tie it at 23 for Giltner was the longest run either team had, and no runs here to start Game 4. Schaefer, Monique will float the serve across, slide right side. Craig is deep, and we are tied again at 7. So Giltner not having as much success as they did in the first two sets, partly because Stewart's not making as many errors, but they're also not putting down as many balls. As Schaefer will float it across, Monique off her first service point, and another error by Giltner on the attack. Three in a row, Stewart. 8-7, Broncos regain the lead. And the jump serve from Schaefer floats it into the middle. Ummel ups it there for Hoppold. Gets a good set for Craig, and she'll hammer it down. Number 17 for Bailey Craig, 8-8, Giltner. Tied up in game number 4. Giltner won the first two, 25-16, 25-17. Stewart held on, 25-23 in the third. Hoppold to serve for the Hornets. Safely across. Here's the set outside. They'll get it for another kill. Harley Fisher, her 11th, as Jaden Schaefer able to pick it up. And Giltner now trails 9-8. The setter, Jaden Schaefer, to serve it away here for the Broncos. Cuts it across, pass over, free ball tipped down. Harley Fisher, her 12th kill. And 5 of the last 6 points have went to Stewart to take a 10-8 lead. Schaefer goes for more. And that one is just off the back line, out of bounds, 10-9. We've had plenty of serving errors in this match. More errors than aces. More errors from Stewart than we have seen from Giltner. Although they have had a handful. Ummel will send that left-handed serve across. Jaden Schaefer will back set it. She overset it. A free ball tipped down for Chaney Tompkin. Second of this game and 13th of the match. And we're tied again at 10. Ummel at the service line. Left-handed serve across the net to Schaefer. Monique gets it into the front row. The attack through the double block that time for Paxton. Be run down. They'll get it to the outside. Joyce's swing is picked up by Hanslick. Front left here. Stewart off the block. Fisher got it over. And Lyon will roll it back across for Giltner. Punched over on a two-ball Schaefer. Free chance here. Middle attack is down and good. Tompkin back-to-back kills. And three in a row for the Hornets. And they're back on top, 11-10. 2-1. Giltner trying to beat Stewart in the state final for the second consecutive year. Last year they got it done in pretty easy fashion in straight sets. Stewart never got to 20 points. They did here. The set's off the mark, adjusting, and a net violation on Giltner. That bails out Stewart because Paxton kind of had to go off the back foot just to try and get it across, and it would have been a great opportunity for the Hornets. Instead, it's 11-all. And Haley Paxton to serve for Stewart, but another service error. And it just is a killer right now for Stewart. They want to be aggressive on those serves, but multiple service errors. That's 3 already here in the fourth set. And Taylor Rhodes now to serve. Has 10 points already in this match, looking for more. Ties him up the back row. Schaefer gets it up front. Now the attack by Coons is blocked. Back over to Stewart. They'll try and tip it, and they'll get the kill with Trisha Fox. Trisha, when the ball slid off the block down the tape, was all by herself. And she's able to put it away for a Stewart point. 12-12. And firing that jump serve, Harley Fisher set to the outside. Lyon, good dig by Hanslick. Outside attack, Schaefer off the tip, down and good. And Stewart now feeling it again. Monique with her sixth kill, and you got the dangerous serve of Harley Fisher back there. She struggled in games two and three. Late, she finally picked it up with a couple of aces, and now another ace. Hummel thought it was going to be deep, but she turned around and realized that, nope, it's well in, and a timeout will be called by Giltner. So with the score, Stewart 14 and Giltner 12. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're in the fourth set. Giltner up 2-1 here in the D1 State Championship.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament. The first of six matches today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And after being 2 points away from a state championship, Giltner finds themselves down in a fourth set, 14-12, with Harley Fisher serving out of the Giltner timeout. Her jump serve goes angle, picked up there by Hendricks, set to the right side. Tompkin is blocked, dug out by Rhodes, tipped across. No, it tipped into the own net. And another error by Giltner gives Stewart the 15-12 lead. And so for the head coaches, they are feeling a little different right now. Line drive serve across, joust at the net, free ball back over. Tompkin will tip. Picked up Stewart. They'll bump it all the way to the left corner and a standing spike across by Schaefer. Hoppold will set middle. Tompkin on the attack and in the net. Called on Giltner on the offensive side. And it is 16-12, equaling the largest lead that Stewart has had at any point today. Harley Fisher floats it across. Hummel with it. Back set right side. Craig blocked again. Hummel with the dig. Bump set. Tompkin will have to roll it across. Here's the set near the net. Blocked by Giltner, and they'll get the point. Up there with the block was Shelby Hendricks. And she'll now go back to serve it away. 16-13 Stewart. Hendricks, deep corner, pass off the mark. Hanslick will find it, and it'll be passed across. Free ball here. It was right at Tompkin. Hendricks will set close to the net. Lyon with the offhand tip. Good dig over there to pick it up is Schaefer. Then they set it to Monique. She'll slap it over. It's dug out by Rhodes. Here's Lyon on the attack. She's blocked. Rhodes with another dig. Long rally going here. Giltner will slide. Tompkin on the attack. Down and good. Point Hornets. And for Tompkin, that's her 15th kill of the match. And it's 16-14. Couple of great digs along that point from Taylor Rhodes. And this serve out, boy. They are sure momentum killers here with these serves, especially when you're down. It was hurting Stewart early. Now it's starting to rub off on Giltner. And Taylor Rhodes in to serve it away for the Broncos. 17-14 in the fourth. Across it comes. Handled there by Hendricks. Set up for Lyon. Off the block, down and good. Kelby, who had a nice third set, will get her first kill here of the fourth set. Eighth of the match. Stewart 17, Giltner 15, fourth set. Giltner is up 2-1. Stewart won the third, though, and have the lead here. Chaney Tompkin to serve for the Hornets. And it's picked up there by the libero. Hanslick, she's got a ton of digs. The pass is off the mark and out of bounds for Stewart. Point for the Hornets. They've got four of the last five. They cut it to one, 17-16. And Tompkin now trying to find a way to tie it. Punches it down the middle of Hanslick. It runs up on her arm, stays in the back row. A back row attack by Schaefer is lofted across to Tompkin. Hoppold sets. Craig on the attack. Didn't get a lot on it. It's dug out by Fox. Set close to the net, and it's going to be tipped down by Courtney Coons. Her 11th kill. 18-16 Stewart. Giltner had their chances there, but couldn't connect. Coach Kurt pulled off the bench with some words of encouragement. Claps those hands and sits back down as Hanslick serves for Stewart. Into the back corner, it'll be picked up there by Hendricks. Pass off the mark, scrambling for Stewart, or for Giltner. They get it across, free ball Stewart. Lions with a good dig, another overpass, another up, Happold, another one-timer, and neither time could they dump it across. And finally, Happold gets the point. Jaden Schaefer had two one-timers and couldn't finish him off. And Happold will get her second kill. And a couple of big plays here for the Giltner setter, senior Jacqueline Hoppel, and Lyon to serve on the angle. Boy, that was a dangerous serve, but it is picked up. Schaefer in the front row. Monique on the attack is passed out of bounds, but Stewart plays it. A gift for Giltner. Schaefer another attack, but this time it's down. So Stewart deserved the point, and they got the point. And Monique standing up here with three kills in the third set, fourth set, 19-17. And she'll go back to serve it away. A fifth set could be in the future as the serve is across. Dug out by Ummel. They'll slide right side. Craig is blocked up front by Fisher. Dug out. And the swing hoppled. Rolls off the block of Paxton. They'll go back to Paxton. She'll take it across to Ummel. Set for Craig. Overpass. Free ball. Miscommunication. Almost ran into each other. Craig's going to tip it across. Another dig by Schaefer. Quick point in front of the 10-foot line. And then it's terminated up front by Haley Paxton. 20-17, Stewart. And Giltner will call their final timeout. And Stewart was on the ropes. And now they've got a chance to force a fifth. 20-17, Stewart in the fourth. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Stewart winning the third set and now leading Giltner in the fourth, 20-17, as Monique Schaefer serves it across to Ummel. Hoppold sets, a little slide, but it's wide. Had to be tipped across that time by Craig. And it's returned quickly by Fisher. Scramble to pass it across is Hendricks. Free ball here, Stewart. Middle attack is going to be driven across. And a great take by Lyon. They'll get a swing from Craig, and it's off the back line, out of bounds. Point Stewart. 21-17 Broncos. And they have the momentum right now, no doubt about it. Schaefer's serve. Ummel to Hoppold to the middle. Craig blocked again. Tipped over Hoppold, save Fox, dumped over Schaefer, Giltner in the front row, Hoppold tries to dump it across, dug out of the own net of Stewart, sloppy point, but it's still alive, middle attack, Craig, dug out Hanslick. Now we're back to some good action, punched across that time by Fisher, again Hoppold is blocked, and they'll keep it on the Giltner side, rolled into the block again, Giltner has lost their aggression, another roll shot there, and it is blocked down by Haley Paxton. 22-17, Stewart. And the serve by Schaefer is Ummel backing up. She's able to play it again. Set to the outside. Joyce will slap it across. Handled, front left, blocked by Giltner. Through the double block, though. Harley Fisher. My bad, I thought it was blocked. It went through the block. Fisher gets her 13th kill. And one of the longest runs of the entire match being put on by Stewart, 23-17 in the fourth. Over to Lyon, bump set Craig off the block. Everything's getting dug right now by Stewart. Front left, Fisher on the attack. Ummel with the dig. Bump set is high in the air. It's a joust at the net. It comes over to Stewart. Everybody's in the same area, and it'll be taken across to Ummel. Stewart's a little out of system, but the block again up front, and an overpass is going to work here for Giltner. They get a break. They were blocked. And it looked like Shelby Hendricks was able to dig it up and get it passed across. Side out Hornets. They rallied from 23-19 to tie it in game three. Now it's 23-18. And Hoppold to serve it away. Jacqueline will fire it across here. Low pass near ace. In fact, it's going to be an ace serve. Pass back into the net. 23-19. Second ace for Hoppold. And a timeout, Stewart. They've got them both to use, so they're going to use one right here. They don't want this to get down to the nip and tuck. So timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll be right back.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
You're listening to the D2 State Volleyball Championship on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Giltner, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Giltner cruised in the first two sets, 25-16, 25-17. But then Stewart scrapes out the third set, 25-23, and the Broncos lead 23-19 in the fourth. With Jacqueline Hoppold serving for Giltner out of the timeout. Across the Schaefer, we're back to action. Middle attack is around the block, down and good for Haley Paxton. She's got 11, and it is game point for Stewart. Jaden Schaefer to serve it away. They're going to get five cracks at it if they need it. And Schaefer's serve is deep and out of bounds. So trying to finish it strong. Sent it deep. Free point there for Giltner. But they've got to get four in a row. And Madison Ummel to serve it away. Game point number two for Stewart at 24-20. And Ummel spins it. The lefty will float it across. And it is in for an ace. They let it go, but it died about a foot in. And so a service error and a service ace has cut it to three. 24-21. That's the second ace of the match for Ummel. 24-21. Game point number three, Stewart. Ummel, and that one is deep and out of bounds. So we will go to a fifth for the state championship, 25-21. Stewart takes game four. So the first two to Giltner, the next two to Stewart. We're on to a fifth for the state title and the ultimate prize when we come back.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
For the second straight day, Stewart will play five sets here at the state tournament, and they needed to because they were down 2-0. The quick numbers from the fourth set for Taylor Rhodes. She had one service point for Giltner. Madison Ummel had three. One was an ace. Shelby Henricks had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Shaney Topkin had two service points. She had four kills. Bailey Craig, two kills. Jacqueline Hoppold had a service point and ace. One of them was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Kelby Lyon had a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Nine kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves. For Stewart, Harley Fisher picked up a couple of service points. One was an ace. She had four kills. Haley Paxton had three service points, an ace block, and three kills. Brittany Hanslick had a service point. Monique Schaefer had six service points in that game. She had three kills. Jaden Schaefer had one service point. Trisha Fox a kill, and Courtney Coons three kills. 13 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. Stewart wins at 25-21. We head to the fifth right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, this is what it's all about. Both sides will remember this pretty much the rest of their lives. Your high school sports career comes down in volleyball to a fifth set. Now for Stewart, two seniors on the roster. For Giltner, you've got six of them. So do the seniors step up, or do they feel the pressure? The coin flip was won by Giltner, so they'll serve it away with Taylor Rhodes. It's the first of 15 here in the fifth. Across to Hanslick, and we are underway. Set to the outside, overset. Fox has to pass it across. Free ball here. Hoppold sets. Here's Lyon on the attack. Cuts it across. Good dig by Hanslick. Outside, it'll be Fisher to drive it over. Dug out by Ummel. Back set. Tompkin drives off the back line. Hanslick runs it down. And a heck of a point to start game five. Ummel to Hoppold. She'll dump it across. It's dug out by Schaefer. Set front left. Fisher into the net. Error. Stewart. Point. Giltner. And the Giltner fans have been quiet for a while, now trying to spur their team on. Taylor Rhodes with the serve at 1-0 across to Hanslick. Back set right side. The attack off the block, down and good for Haley Paxton. For Stewart, very balanced. 13 kills from Fisher, 12 from Paxton, 11 from Coons for Giltner, 17 for Craig, 15 for Tompkin, 8 for Kelby Lyon, and Stewart's serve is deep and out of bounds. Hopefully both teams can get good serves in here. Hate to see a ton of errors in a fifth set as it's taken across by Henricks. Good dig up front. They'll get it to Coons. She'll take it across. Lyon on the return. Dug out there by Hanslick, who's done an outstanding job as the Stewart libero attack. Blocked up front. Tompkin. 3-1. Giltner. For Chaney Tompkin, that is her sixth block. She had four of them in game two. And serving away again is Shelby Henricks. Safely in. Back row attack this time by Schaefer. Nice job by Monique. Her eighth. 3-2. Giltner. Up by one in the fifth set. And Haley Paxton now goes back to serve it away for the Broncos. She picked up 3 points in the last set alone. And Paxton serve. Crushes it across. Near ace. It is dug out that time by Henricks. Dumped into the net, but it rolled over for Tompkin. Stewart digs it out. Schaefer front left. Down and good. 3-3 in the fifth. And Monique has really stepped up here the last two sets, equaling the number of kills she had in the first three. Harley Fisher now a chance to give Stewart the lead. Powerful jump serve. Picked up that time by Ummel. Back set. Tompkin on the attack. It is deep and out of bounds. Stewart three in a row to take a 4-3 lead over Giltner. Harley Fisher looking for another one. And this one is overpassed, and it's driven home by Coons. 5-3 Stewart. 5-3 Stewart. Giltner think. Oh, no, we've got an overchange. In the net. In the net. In the net called. It's 4-4. What a change of momentum there. And so back to serve it away will be Tompkin. Chaney Tompkin at 4-4 in the fifth. Fires it across. It's an ace serve for Tompkin. Boy, 10 seconds ago you're down 5-3. Now you're up 5-4. Tompkin with her third service ace. Take a 5-4 lead. Giltner in the fifth of the D2 State Volleyball Championship, a rematch of last year's final. Another ace. 6-4. Tompkin, her fourth ace serve of this championship. Overall, there have been 9 ace serves in the match for Giltner. Tompkin, another solid one. Fisher down low, digs this one, set middle. It'll be driven down by Coons, and she'll get her 13th kill. Side out Stewart, 6-5. Yesterday, Stewart advanced with a 15-13 fifth set win, a game that they were up 9-4 in, And then it was 10-9 the wrong way for Stewart. Rhodes into serve. Handled well. Lyon up front. Was it blocked? Yes, it was. Out of bounds. Point, Giltner. Kelby Lyon with her ninth kill. 7-5, Giltner, and Kelby will go back to serve it away. Fox is back in for Stewart. Again, dropping four back defensively, challenging Giltner to serve it deep. And now the scores table has a question again. The first two sets went to Giltner, 25-16, 25-17. Stewart took the next two, 25-23 and 25-21. Here in the fifth set, Giltner 7, Stewart 5. O'Neill, St. Mary's, and Ansley Litchfield waiting to play next. They will start late in the D1 as it clips the net and comes across. Dug out there by Fisher. Has to be passed across. Free ball to Giltner. Lyon sets Hoppold in the middle. Here's the attack. Craig, but she is blocked. Stewart with a big block. Monique Schaefer, her fourth. Huge block to keep Stewart close in game five. Brittany Hanslick to serve it away. She'll twirl and fire. Hanslick, short left, picked up there by Lyon. Bump set, Hoppold into the back row. It'll be punched across, free ball here. Fox gets into the front row. Schaefer, they'll set it over to Monique. She'll punch it over to Lyon. Here's a dump across by Hoppold. Schaefer's ready to dig. Again, a flat serve, or set, excuse me. On a quick, they'll get it to Ummel. Bump set to the outside, and Audra Joyce takes it over. Long rally going here. Middle attack blocked up there by Craig. Back to Stewart. Schaefer on the attack. Up to the back row nicely by Lyons. Big point here. And it'll be rolled across. Hoppold. Fox with an overpass. Back to Giltner in the back row. Ummel gets it up front. And tipped down by Craig to end the point. A long rally ends with the 18th kill for Bailey Craig. Both teams have their timeouts. And it's Giltner 8. Stewart 6. Hoppold now to serve it away. The outstanding setter for Giltner has made some great plays as this match has moved along. Over to Hanslick, down low to pick it up. They set it for a standing spike over here for Paxton. In the middle, Craig. Oh, they called it out. They called it out by Bailey Craig. As they show the replay, let's see if we can tell. It was very close. Nonetheless, it's Stewart ball, 8-7. Down the line to Lyon. Slide right side. Craig out again, and it's 8-8. So Stewart and Giltner are tied at 8. Coach Kurt pulled off the bench, says, don't worry about it. Let's just play better. Play our game. Keep firing. And the serve across again by Schaefer to the right side. Craig close to the pin. She'll take it inside that pin and get the kill. Number 19 for Bailey Craig. And it is 9-8. Ummel to serve, Giltner up in set number 5, a state title on the line here in D2. Stewart going for their first ever state volleyball championship. Ummel serve into the net. Each team with one service error here in the fifth set, 9-9. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Without you, couldn't be bringing you this exciting sports action for your community. And a service error by Schaefer gives it right back over to Giltner. 10-9. And back in Taylor Rhodes. She started this fifth set. Now she's ready to serve it across again. Again, the key, keep that ball in. Rhodes does get it across to Schaefer. Here's the set. Back right, they'll go. Paxton is blocked. Chaney Tompkin will get the block. Time out has been called by Stewart. With the score, Giltner 11, Stewart 9. Fifth set of the D2 State Volleyball Championship. This time out brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
The first championship of the day is going the distance. We're deep in the fifth set. Giltner, 11. Stewart, 9. Coming out of the Stewart timeout, it is still Taylor Rhodes to serve, and here we go. And it is deep. 11-10. Stewart will get the ball and a chance to tie it up out of their timeout. Haley Paxton to serve. Paxton serve. And that is deep. Oh, my goodness. 12-10. Four of the last 5 points are on service errors. Giltner now with the advantage. And back to serve it is Hendricks. That one's in. Henslick sets to the outside. Here is the block up front. Tompkins block on the swing by Coons. Chaney Tompkins continues to block the house. Timeout, Stewart. 8 blocks and 2 points away again from a state championship. We were tied at 23 in the third. Giltner serving, but could not get another point. And since then, they've been on the ropes as Stewart won those two sets. And now they are up 13-10 in the fifth. Stewart doesn't take a lot of time in those timeouts. They're in there for about 15 seconds. A simple message, go back out to the court and try and turn it around. But at the service line is the senior, Shelby Hendricks, 13-10, Giltner. Giltner has only trailed once in this set. That was at 4-3. And then a line violation turned it around because Giltner lost the point. Hendricks' service, we're back to action at 13-10. Here's the set. They'll have to set it across by Coons. Free ball, slide Tompkin right side. It's popped up off the block. Jaden Schaefer to Fox to the outside. Fisher's attack dugout. Ummel dumped across by Happold and punched back over, but out of bounds, and it is championship point. 14-10 Giltner. On the hand of Shelby Hendricks, the Hornet fans are on their feet here at the Devaney, trying to become the first state champion here at the Devaney. Bump set to the outside. Coons takes it off the block and in the net, called on Stewart, and it's over. Giltner is back-to-back champs in D2. 15-10 in the fifth set to take the wild card all the way home here in Lincoln. 25-16, 25-17, 23-25, 21-25, 15-10. Giltner will hoist their eighth state championship, correct that, seventh state championship trophy in school history. And for the second straight year, they down the Stewart Broncos, who seem to have it turn around in that fourth set to force a fifth. And both teams could have battled this one to 25, and who knows what the outcome would have been. But Giltner finishes the season 27-4 after losing their last two matches of the regular season. They had been 24-2 and had fallen from the number one rank to the number two rank to the number six rank. But they put it together again and bring home the championship. From Grand Island to Lincoln, one thing's in common, the trophy's headed back to Giltner. We'll take a break and be back with the New West postgame show and all the final stats right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A 5-set win for Giltner as the trophy presentations are getting set to be made. Let's look at the numbers for Stewart unofficially there. In the fifth set, I had Harley Fisher for 2 service points. Slide down to Monique Schaefer. She had a service point, an ace block, and two kills, and a couple of kills for Courtney Coons. So overall, just four kills there in that fifth set for Stewart. They did have one ace block and no ace serves. For Giltner, Taylor Rhodes had two service points. Shelby Henricks had three service points. They were the last three of the season. Then you slide down to what Chaney Tompkin did. She stepped up and had two ace serves and two ace blocks in that set. Outstanding job there by Tompkin. Then you also throw on a couple of kills for her. Happold steps up, makes some great defensive plays. Kelby Lyon also had one kill there in that set. So a total of one, two, three kills, I believe, is all that you can chalk up there for Giltner. But at the net, they were able to pick up three ace blocks and no ace serves, and Giltner wins it by a score of 15-10. Remember, we had numerous service errors. Stewart had three, and Giltner had two in that fifth set. We'll be back and give you the cumulative stats and wrap things up on the New West Postgame Show after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for this D25 setter. Unofficially for Stewart, I had Harley Fisher for 11 service points. Three of those were aces. She had 13 kills. Haley Paxton, three service points, an ace block, and 11 kills. Brittany Hanslick had six service points. Two of them were aces. Monique Schaefer had seven service points, four ace blocks, nine kills. Taylor Malone, one service point. Allison Strachey, two service points. Jaden Schaefer, the setter, had seven service points. Trisha Fox, one kill. And Courtney Coons, an ace block, and 13 kills. Stewart, 46 kills, seven ace blocks, five ace serves. And for the second straight year, the Broncos will end the season as the state runner-up with a record of 29-6, but they only lose two seniors in Courtney Coons and Brittany Hanslick, so I would expect they'll be preseason number one and a chance to be right back here next season, as they are obviously heartbroken. Courtney Coons, the last to receive her medal, kind of overcome there with emotion, and one of the two seniors here for the Broncos. For Giltner, Taylor Rhodes led the way from the service line with 12 points. Madison Hummel had eight service points. Two were aces. Shelby Henricks had eight service points. One was an ace block, and two kills. For Chaney Tompkin, the junior coming back, unofficially I had her for six service points. Three of those, seven service points. Four of those were aces. Eight ace blocks, and Tompkin had 15 kills. Bailey Craig had an ace block in this match and a match-high 19 kills. Jacqueline Happold, eight service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Kelby Lyon, nine service points, an ace block, and nine kills. And Audra Joyce had two kills. 49 kills, 12 ace blocks, six of those in the last two sets, and seven ace serves, as Giltner is your back-to-back state champions, 27-4. With a 25-16, 25-17, 23-25, 25-21, and 15-10 win over Stewart. Congratulations to Coach Kurt Polt and his Giltner Hornets. That's going to wrap things up for us here. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The 11 o'clock D1 final will get started closer to 11:30. That'll kind of put everybody behind. It is Ansley Litchfield and St. Mary's, then Crofton and Freeman in C2. We'll be back at approximately 3 o'clock with the C1 championship when Kearney Catholic goes for their third straight state title against Concordia. And then later today in B, Omaha Scott plays Norris, and in A, undefeated Papillion La Vista will take on Marion. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and congratulations to the Giltner Hornets, your 2014 D2 State Volleyball Champions. And as we leave you, let's turn it over to our public address announcer for the trophy presentation here at the Devaney Center.
And now, for these outstanding athletes and their school, here is the 2014 NSAA Class D2 State Volleyball Champions Trophy.
And congratulations to Giltner. This is Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your Saturday Husker pregame right now on the Breeze 94.5. Congrats again, Giltner Hornets.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.